Hello, you are now listening to Awkward Stutters. It's a show where two people are just talking to someone sometimes.
Oh, well, welcome back to Awkward Stutters. I am here with my bestest best friend, Chris. I almost said his last name, but I'm not going to say his last name because it's just Chris. That's all you need to know. And we've had quite a few weeks, dude. Just like this, I don't know, this week has felt like a century. And yeah, how about you? How's your week been, man?
Nah.
Huh. That's one of those weeks. Are you eating chips?
Nah.
I don't know if that's like podcast appropriate food. It's like munching. This isn't an ASMR. Maybe it's an ASMR episode. Maybe that's what we're doing.
Bong. Pop.
No, I'm good. I'm good on that. You can't smoke here, man.
Where?
No, you can't smoke. You can't smoke here. This is my residence.
Gabaljima.
No, this is my residence. Gabaljima. You can't smoke here. Dude, you can't. No, stop. Not like, okay. He's leaving.
Hey man, what's up?
What's up, dude? Bro.
Dude, it's been so long.
It's been.
Have you heard about, like, have you seen the craziness that's like going on in this freaking world?
No, dude, tell me about it.
Who's doing this? I saw Will Smith like slap Chris Rock in the face.
In the face, bro.
In the face.
Dude, I'm so glad you're able to talk about this.
My God, that was the wildest thing ever. What's this crap over here?
Man, I had some guy, I thought it was you, but now I'm starting to think, I don't think it was.
You don't think it was?
No, bro. There's no way that was you. He was rude.
Was he?
He was speaking German.
You sure?
No.
Dude, that sounds wild.
No, I'm not sure at all what he was speaking.
Well, I'm sure whatever he was speaking towards you, it was not nice, and he wasn't good at it.
I don't think he even knew.
Yeah, I think honestly, half that stuff was gibberish.
Yeah, at this point. Dude, so it's been a crazy week. How have you been?
I know. It's been like a week since we've done a podcast.
Yeah.
It's been pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
Just living life, you know, working. I got a house now.
You got a house?
I got a house.
That's insane. When did you move out?
I haven't.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
I just, you know, on the fly.
I thought you were just in the other room.
Dude, I've been sleeping on your couch ever since.
That's the situation that I knew it to be.
Yeah. That's how I've been living my life this whole time. Just sleeping on your couch.
Yeah. You can also adjust the microphone accordingly and like place it where you feel comfortable. And I'll cut this little part.
Okay, that sounds great.
your level of comfort.
Oh, my level of comfort.
Yeah, yeah, your level of comfort. So
this isn't like messing with like the camera angle, right? Like you can still see me. Like audio sounds good, right?
I'm sure it's gonna be great.
Okay, cool.
What have you been getting into?
Dude, I just what have I been getting into? Just trying to figure out stuff, I would say right now.
Isn't life just figuring out stuff, though? Isn't that all of life?
I feel like, I mean, it is. This is how life goes, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You think that you know how the world works.
Yeah.
And then you realize it doesn't work like that. And then you start to develop concepts of what the world could be like.
Right.
And then your dreams are shattered, and it's nothing like the concepts you live and want.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, things start changing. And then all of a sudden, it becomes a positive thing. But it's not exactly how you see it happening.
Dude, I think you just literally described the secret of life, though.
It's 42, but yeah.
Yeah, just accepting that.
Like. Yeah. I like the sweater, though.
Oh, it's hot.
It is hot.
It is
hot. I don't know why you were like, oh, let's wear sweaters.
I feel like it was the vibe. I feel like in the middle of April, or at the end of April, beginning of May.
Dude, the perfect days already ended.
Dude, are they gone?
Yeah, well, April 20th. It's already past.
Like we are just going to plummet into just hellish weather for the rest of the summer.
Yes.
Here in Texas.
Yes. Has Miss Congenial Allergy taught you anything?
Oh, that's true. What was the date?
It was last week. Was like April 25th.
Oh.
Like, that was the last
day.
All
you needed was a light jacket.
It's all you need is a light jacket. And that day is gone.
What a great movie, Miss Congeniality.
It is low-key a great movie.
It's underrated.
I what I love about like that movie and then movies from that era, they just feel like they have a lot of heart.
Yeah.
And like they're not overthought and they're not being meta or anything like that. They're just what they are. Like you couldn't really pitch like a movie of like, oh, it's an FBI agent.
Yeah.
Going to be like a whatever those people are called. Like a
model,
I guess.
Yeah. Miss America
pageant person. Because now I feel like we just micromanage and overthink like, no, you can't do this.
Yeah.
Why would someone do that? It would never be like this. We overcomplicate things. I feel like we don't accept that it's fiction and it's just a fantasy kind of thing.
So do you feel like the modern audience today, they don't like have the ability to just shut their brains off and enjoy a movie anymore?
I think there was a period of that for sure, especially like, you know, like the past couple of years. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're going to move back to where we just want to turn off our brains. We don't want to overthink.
Right. Right.
Like what kind of movies we're watching or how realistic it is. I feel like there's a lot of movies like that, like Ambulance. Yeah. FYI, I can't pronounce Ambulance the correct way. This is the only way I know how to say Ambulance.
There you go. I mean, I dare someone to tell you it's wrong. I was going to tell you, you don't have to hold that up.
I know, but it made me feel
better. It made you feel special.
It made me feel special.
Oh, you can put your hand back there.
Like anything I was a wizard.
Special. I think, so it's very interesting that you say that because there's a movie out right now, and I haven't seen it yet, but I really want to see it. What? The Nick Cage movie, bro. I feel like.
Oh, yes, I do want to see that.
But do you feel like that's a, like, shut your brain off, or do you feel like.
I think that's a super meta movie.
Yeah.
But, like, it's, like, honestly, we need, as fans of cinema, we need to support movies like that. We need to support the movies that's been coming out, like, these past couple of months.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, being obsessed with whatever Marvel's going to produce or see how DC's going to do it. Kind of thing.
I'm scared for them, bro.
Dude, like, I don't even care about the Flash movie at this point.
It's, oof. There's so much stuff going on with, like, Ezra, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, my God, dude. Like, DC needs to get their stuff together.
What they need to do, instead of, like, they just need to take a step back and accept what they are and where they are.
Yeah.
And, like, they need to stop trying to be, like, and I think they're trying to, but, like, they need to stop trying to compete with Marvel and have their own cinematic universe because they can tell great stories.
Yes.
And they don't all have to coordinate together.
Right.
I mean, I feel like even with Marvel, like it's going to be like, it's going to get too big where you can't just constantly have all these movies together and like you're in the same universe. Like, granted, let's see what happens with Doctor Strange that's going to come out. Isn't it crazy that
it flies by.
Last week we were talking
about Shazam, I think.
Yeah, talking about Shazam. Yeah. And now this week we're talking about Doctor Strange 2.
Dude, time flies, bro.
I know.
It's so quick.
Concept of time is insane.
I will say I loved Shazam though. Like Shazam was a really good DC movie.
Shazam was a really good DC movie.
If DC could stay in that vein and like continue that out, that would be awesome.
Well,
what were your thoughts on the latest Batman?
I loved it.
Yeah.
I really like it a lot. I kind of get back and forth on the Bruce Wayne of it all because he was a very emo Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I kind of accept the fact that, like, he would be a sociopath if he had basically three personalities. Like, is that a hero we want to root for?
Right.
So I get that. And I get that, you know, he's, like, the reason why they're so amazed by him is because of his name. That's all they care about. It's like, oh, he's got a famous name.
Yeah.
And he doesn't care. You know, he's just some orphan kid that lives in a mansion.
Yeah.
Like, that's how Bruce Wayne himself feels. But the world sees him as like he's like John F. Kennedy Jr. kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so it's an interesting way to say, like, show that. I thought they overall did a pretty good job. And I really like the tone. And I really like what the movie was doing. Like, and I mean, this movie screamed like it was like a DC version of Seven.
Yeah, dude.
That's what it felt like to me. Like the raining, and the whole vibe of it all.
They did Riddler right, I think.
They did Riddler really, like, in a very interesting way.
Yes.
And, like, I really want to see, and they just got greenlighted for a sequel.
Yep.
And so I would really like to see what they would do as the next villain. I hope it's, like, Hush, like, the Court of Owls. I would like to see, I would like to see Mr. Freeze, personally.
Dude, a Mr. Freeze in this universe would be freaking cool.
That would be so cool.
You could still do it. Because, like, this one has kind of, like, a horror vibe, you know? Yeah,
and I like that.
Like, oh, yes, 100%.
And I really like that, you know, I think Marvel's been doing it, too, but, like, I really like how, you know, this is a superhero film, but they're making it, like, a genre of, like, this certain type of film.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, this is an action comedy. This is, like, an action thriller. This is a political thriller kind of thing. And, like, they do it all different type of genres of film.
Yeah.
And I like how this was, you know, it was in the same vein as, like, what you would see from David Fincher back in the 90s.
Right, dude. Right.
So I really like how they did this a lot.
I would love if they did Mr. Freeze and, like, kept kind of, like, a horror vibe. And it hit tones of, this is a terrible movie, but House of Wax.
Oh.
You know?
I know of that movie. I've seen it on FX.
Oh, yeah, late at night.
Yeah, or at 3 p.m. in the day, yeah.
You go to the one point, and then the guy gets his Achilles heel cut, and you're like, no, I'm out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or, like, they're trying to, like, I think they even try to take off wax, and they take off skin. Yeah, his skin. And, yep.
But, like, imagine Mr. Freeze, like, and you have those type of elements in it. Because, essentially, he's doing the same thing. He's freezing them, like, as a person and stuff.
Right.
And so, like, they're stuck like that. And I think it'd be pretty cool.
And, like, he's a complex character as well, because, like, you know, he has a... Like, he's trying to, like, cure his wife and whatnot, right?
Right.
And so, like, he has a very complex motive, and I think is very interesting. So I think, I would like to see Mr. Freeze done right. A little less Schwarzenegger, but, like...
I was going to say, do you want Arnold back?
Absolutely not. Oh, man, I'm not even joking, like, about that.
How great of a redemption story for him. He comes back to acting, and that's his, like...
That's
his
first
role. Debut. Yeah. Yeah, bro. I mean, would be for it.
Only if George Clooney can come back.
Oh, 100%.
I'm sure he would.
He was the best Batman, really.
He was the best Batman.
You know, I did actually watch the Christian Bale Batmans again, like, literally in the last few days. And I will say, Christian Bale... So we're almost hitting in a very interesting, like, DC wants to be Marvel, parallel.
Right.
We're almost hitting the same thing we've hit with Toby, Andrew, and Tom Holland with Spider-Man.
Right.
Like, Christian Bale was an amazing Bruce Wayne. Would debate he wasn't the best Batman.
I get where you're coming at. I think, you know, well, hello. I think Michael Keaton, to me, was the best.
You can hold that dog if you want.
Okay, hold on. Oh, come here. Come here.
Yeah, she'll come up. Just say. Just call up. Yeah, okay, yeah, she'll jump up there. Yeah, there you can hold her. She's cuddly. Chris has a dog in his lap right now for those who are not watching.
Yeah. You want to say something?
Hello, Piper. Okay. She said, no, I just want love on you.
I can't believe you got this dog last week.
I know, dude. It happens so fast.
It's so crazy.
And now she's like the light of my world.
Yeah. Well, she's kissing me like crazy.
So you think that, yeah, so not saying that Christian Bale was a bad choice for Batman. I think that his Batman alone.
The Nolan Batmans are great.
Wasn't the best.
Yeah, I mean, to me, what made the Nolan films was the villains.
Yeah.
Like, I got more pumped about Bane. Of course, Joker.
Yeah.
A Scarecrow. Like, and that is kind of like what Batman is anyway.
Yeah.
Is like you get pumped for the characters. Okay.
She wants to be up here.
You kind of to me, like with the Nolan films, like it was a good story. I really love how they were trying to be like realistic and everything. Yeah. I mean, there were some things like definitely fiction, but like,
yeah,
it was really cool movies, especially at that time. I really like how, but they didn't seem like Nolan's films don't really have like a crazy aesthetic. Like,
yeah.
His films, you know, they're really pretty, I would say. Yeah. Very practical effects.
They're definitely grounded in reality.
Yeah, grounded in reality.
Is interesting.
As this Matt Reeves Batman, it was super stylized. Yeah. It was super, like, it had that noir feel.
Yeah.
You know, it was, like, I liked how not over the top, but, like, Like, you knew that this was stylized.
Yeah, it yeah, wasn't exaggerated a bit.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. No, I'm tracking with you, man. For sure. And I do like, because Kaylee wasn't a big fan of the latest Batman.
Really?
She says it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But we both agreed, like, we love that it tackled the more detective side of Batman.
And that was what was needed.
Yes. Instead and that of, hadn't been really been done. Like, they didn't really do that with Christopher Nolan. It was more about, like, his superhero Batman.
Right. They did, like, one scene with, like, a bullet. And, like, right. he has the fragments of the bullets. But, like, to me, that was, like, so... Oh, my goodness.
My that face was, exploded.
That was so unrealistic. It's like, yeah. oh, they found a fingerprint off of an exploding bullet. Like,
yeah.
that's a lot of leaps I have to... like go
right
to accept that
right
but like this seemed more realistic as him a detective. Even spoiler alert, let's I can do spoilers, right?
Sure, I don't care about
all them. Right, cool.
This is for us. This yeah, isn't about them.
Yeah, forget you.
Who are they?
Yeah,
who
are you?
Who?
Craig,
who?
You know, still to this off subject, but yeah. you know, still to this day,
this whole podcast is off subject.
Still to this day, I will to myself be like, I'm like a bird. I want to fly away. I don't know where my home is.
Dude, I love just that. That is so much my comedy.
Yeah.
Of just like someone crying in the middle of a song. Like, is it? I think it's Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Where oh, Jason yeah. Segel is playing the Muppets theme song.
Oh, right.
And he just starts crying in the middle of it. I was like, that is so my humor, dude.
That is a great humor. I love, you know, it's a good,
so funny, bro.
Just a good grown man crying.
Yeah. Just like a
song.
Yeah, yeah. Just to any song, really. The happier the song, the better.
Exactly. To me, another really cool, like, there's speaking of when you said like Jason Segel yeah. and Muppets, I actually revisited the Muppets movie. I still listen.
It's solid.
It's a solid movie. And I'll be like, I'm a man. Or I was like, oh, yeah, like I'm a Muppet of a man. Like yeah. that whole song.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's fantastic.
It's hilarious.
It should be your ringback tone.
It should be. But I think it's Law and Order.
You take me as a type of person who would have a ringback tone, though. Did you have a ringback tone when those were things?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well,
what
I mean,
was yours?
Well, oh wait, you mean like when you're
when like they would oh, call you? You didn't have one?
No, I couldn't spend the money on that.
Oh my gosh.
I bought like a lot of text stuff. Like I am McLovin was yes. like my text notification yeah. forever. When I get that, I got a bunch of random like ringtones. I bought like one day because I got a new flip phone.
Yeah.
And then, like, the next bill came, and, like, my parents were like, nope, none of that. Because I guess it was crazy expensive or yeah. whatever.
And you're just like, whatever, charge it to my parents.
Yeah, charge it. That's not my problems. I got a phone. I need a ringtone.
Right? You yeah. have to. That's a social. That was a social statement back then.
Yeah. And then, like, it's kind of fun to have, like, a custom ringtone per person.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Like, oh, this person reminds me of this. This person gets this song yeah. kind of thing.
No. But,
not to my parents. No, they didn't appreciate that.
What was your favorite classic phone that you had?
Favorite
non-smartphone.
Non-smartphone?
Non-smartphone. You can't go like with the first generation.
I guess my
or whatever.
Well, the best one I had was my LG Rumor then.
Really?
I want to go with the first, like the one with the physical.
Describe
like,
that one to me. I don't know it.
It's like a Sidekick, but like lo-fi.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So... like I had that phone majority in high school, and you like flip half it up, you have a full keyboard and everything.
Yeah,
that was probably the best.
That was the move, right? Like it the was. Full keyboard was just.
It's
like,
nice to have the full keyboard, yeah. you know, just the type instead of doing like the T9 and whatnot.
Yes,
although like
you get real good at that.
You get real like, good
paying attention to the teacher, just straight up sitting. You know exactly. You don't miss a word. There's no autocorrect.
No, nothing.
T9 was...
Oh Gen man. Z don't know about that.
No, they don't know. They don't know.
They don't know about T9.
That's so funny you say that, because, like, my favorite one was the MV2.
Okay.
And I had, like, a little blue one, and you opened the side, mm-hmm. and it was a full keyboard. And so I think it's something about the full keyboards, bro.
The full keyboard was nice. I was low-key jealous of my friends who had a Razer.
Oh,
like, I had
yeah.
friends that had a Razer, and like I thought that was, like, the coolest phone to have.
Everyone had the Razer. Like, it was the popular one, right? Like, it was almost, like, an exclusive club. Like,
oh, for
if
sure.
you were cool, you had the Razer.
Yeah. If your parents got money
yeah.
and you're cool, you had a Razer.
Yeah. my oldest sister had the pink razor, and that was like apparently like the best thing in the world.
I bet it sounds like it.
Right.
My sister, like growing up, for the longest time, she had a simple Nokia smartphone where you pull out the antenna.
Oh yeah, that was the brick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, not the big one. Like a little one, but you had to pull out the antenna and everything.
Dude, cell phones have come such a long ways from then.
It has, but like honestly, like it's gotten to the point where it's like you need to, like they're too good.
Yeah,
and like so, what I design like stuff like this for the phone and whatnot.
Yeah.
And, like, it can be so addictive. Like, social media is designed to be a slot machine for you.
Right.
Like, that's what affinity scrolling is all about. Like, you just keep going, see what's the new thing and everything like that. And, like, TikTok, like, it's so addictive and everything. And so, like, you know, sometimes you just need to take a break.
Yeah.
That was a good break.
That was such a good break, bro.
I love the break.
I wish that we could, like, actually fast forward time and, like, you have a full-blown beard.
So I had a beard like 3 days ago.
You shaved it? I am so against shaving. I hate you.
It was to here.
I hate you so much. You had a Dexter beard?
I had like a Dexter beard. I look like God. I was like a homeless person for like a little bit with like an afro.
Really?
Yeah. And then I had to go to a work thing last night and like it was just driving me nuts, and then I shaved it off, and then my wife was like, "It's like, how dare you?"
Yes, you're right. Your wife has the right mindset in this. How dare you?
I know, and
we should just end the podcast.
I know. You want to call it a day? I guess.
Never do another episode.
Never do another episode
because you shaved your beard, bro. I want to fly away. No, you need to grow. I want to see like the most amazing beard on you.
Honestly.
And I'm mad that you haven't done it.
So this is what I was thinking. Like a couple of days ago, I was like, you know, I can grow this out just a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And then like shape it to where it points on the bottom.
Yes.
I think that would actually look good.
It would. And you just shot that dream in the face.
I ruined it.
You shot that dream right in the face.
I am selfish because my face was itching. I'm a jerk.
You push past it. It's only for a few weeks. It's only itchy for a few weeks. And then you get soft and it's nice. And then you forget that it's even
My beard did not feel soft one bit. Well, it felt.
You were in the rough patch. You were in the rough.
I was in the rough?
Yeah. You got to just like, man it up and I hate my life. And then you're really good. You're good.
I can do that. I can hate my life.
You're four, right?
Yeah.
Hey, everyone who has a four in your life, go hug them right now. They need a hug.
Please.
said, please. Please.
I just need something.
I don't even want to, like, get into what that means. I'm just, if you know, you know.
I do kind of want to get into it because, like,
we can go there. We can make this an Enneagram.
It's not that I'm trying to make it an Enneagram. It's just
I can talk about the Enneagram.
I know you can.
You know I can.
Like, it's just legit, like, over, I would say, in the span of, like, last week, in the span of one week, you went from knowing nothing about Enneagrams, like, oh, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And then to be like, I'm an expert on this. I know everything about this, okay?
A lot of deep dives.
Yeah, it's like, I know you're like a seven over here, but, you know, your strength would be more of a five. So when you're healthy, you're a five right there, okay?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, so you need to be more accepting.
I
just get amazed that it's like, how do you find all this out?
Well, the thing that, like, piqued my interest and, like, what really sucked me into it was the fact that you could use this tool that is the Enneagram and, like, understand someone who's frustrated you in life. When I realized that, then I was like, dude, I need to learn everything I want because I don't want to be frustrated by people anymore. And if you understand like their motives to why they're doing it, because like me and you can come into the house and like start cleaning it.
Right.
And the action in which we're doing things is the same, but your motivation behind it and my motivation is completely different. So, like, I would come in and start cleaning because I don't want anyone to feel upset, stressed out. Like, I want to keep the peace. right? You might come in and start cleaning because you're like, I suck as a person and I need to do something productive because I'm a terrible human being.
What is, okay, first of all, this is facts, but why is four like the one that's like always melancholy and everything Dude, like
because
that?
Because we need Nirvana.
we need Nirvana.
We need Nirvana, bro. We need Three Doors Down. We need My Chemical Romance.
We need some Death Cab is what yes, you're saying. Bro, okay. Yes. You know, we need a sad song once in a while.
100%.
So someone's got to tick all the sadness. Someone
has to like embrace the sadness and Edgar Allan Poe that.
Oh, okay. Cool. I'll do that for us. I'll be sad for all of us.
You didn't have a choice. You didn't choose this life. This life chose you.
Very emotional.
So get to your art. You sad boy.
You sad, sad boy with your sad, sick drawings.
You understanding everything person who feels the weight of the world, who's actually amazing, but will never believe that you are. That's really sad because fours are like the best people in the world, but they literally don't believe it. They're like, no, not me. And what's interesting is theoretically, okay. I'm going out on a limb here.
All right.
You might believe other fours are. So, like, if you think about Kaylee, like, you might be, awesome person, she's amazing. Mm-hmm. But she will be like, no, I suck. And she'll be like, but Chris is awesome. And you're like, no.
Nah, I suck.
So, it's so funny to me that so y'all don't, like, join in on that. And it's just interesting because it's, like, a self-perception.
Yeah, I don't understand. I guess, well, now we're making this a whole Instagram thing. I don't understand. Like, why do fours think, like, I suck? Is it because they're so hypercritical?
I think it's because they feel every emotion to the extreme. Mm. And what feeling, like, in as an individual, I would think that you feel self-doubt pretty often.
Oh, for sure.
So,
for sure.
For a four, they feel it pretty often and to the fullest. So, I think that's just, like, human insecurity at its core is what you guys are feeling and having to deal with. But I'm no expert.
You sound like it. This freak right here you know knows what's everything fantastic. About it.
You know what's fantastic?
What?
I did not think this through, that our neighborhood is going to be able to look into this window and see us just sitting here with this setup.
Yeah. Well, think of it. It's like, you know, you would watch like, what's the MTV show that was back in the day?
Cribs?
No, not Cribs.
Next?
No, it's the one where it had the guy and like he was on the microphone.
Punked.
No, it's not Punked. Next thing you know, you're going to say Next and then like your mama or whatever.
Said Next.
You did say Next? Yes.
You blew past it, and so I was just like going to leave it. But
no, but like with the show, it was a talk show in the morning where they had music and the people.
Celebrity Deathmatch.
No, it's not Deathmatch. Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. No, TRC, TLC, TR.
Don't go chasing waterfalls?
Yes, that. Well, those people would be on it for sure. Yeah. It had John Daly, is his name?
Sure.
I'm going to describe it to the point where you're going to know what I'm talking about.
I am like 99.9% sure I've never seen the show, but I'm very interested in your descriptions.
They're in a skyscraper type. They're like on the fourth floor, probably looking out to New York City.
Yeah.
And like there's a guy standing up and like he has a microphone. And he's talking about like, oh, this is the music and the
Andy Milonakis.
I'm just going to give up. What is it?
Did Andy Milonakis is 40-something years old and still looks like a 12-year-old boy. Have you seen him these days?
I get concerned about all celebrities personally.
Yeah.
Because, like,
as you
like
should.
Jared Leto is, like, 50-something, and, like, he's starring with, like a six-pack, and, like, he's a vampire now.
Did you see Morbius?
No. No. Did you?
I did.
How was it? That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
It scares me.
I mean, it should have they should have left it as a January movie.
Yeah.
Except for what it is.
Yeah.
It's a January movie.
I wanted it to be good.
It was never going to be good.
I like what they set up, but
what do they set
again,
up?
Again, it scares me. They're kind of setting up like a whole Spider-Verse thing.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
But like
really, like it's trying to it's so this is why it scares me. Sony has taken what No Way Home did.
Right.
And that's kind of like a passing of a torch back to Sony to say, like, Marvel's like, hey, champ, I set this up for you.
Yeah.
There's no way you can let this fail.
Morbius.
Take this and take this opportunity and fly my bird. And then Morbius came and it was like.
So they had basically like 3 months.
Yeah. And it's like.
I mean, like.
It's just lackluster.
I bet it is. But like. Sony can't do what Marvel's doing. You know, they don't have that producer.
But Venom's pretty good, dude. Like, I do like the Venom universe.
Yeah, I mean.
I will agree. Like, the first one was better than the second one, in my opinion.
Right. Well, the problem with those, they need to be R-rated.
Oh, 100%.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
If they were R-rated and they can just go full nuts on them, like,
yeah.
It would be way better.
So Sony should embrace what DC should also embrace is that they're the darker universe.
Yes. Like some characters are darker. Like when Marvel takes, you know, Deadpool, I'm talking to you, Marvel, he's rated R. Okay. He's rated R. So yeah.
Keep it
R rated.
I love it. I love Deadpool.
Deadpool's great.
Is it crazy that it's just Ryan Reynolds being Ryan Reynolds?
I know, like he was born to be that.
100%.
And it was such a so amazing that the casting director and the directors and everybody who was in charge of Wolverine Origins were like, I know what we do. We're going to make Ryan Reynolds Deadpool. Oh, I got a great idea. Let's sew his mouth shut.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we should do. Yeah, that's exactly what we should do. Genius work.
What if at the end of our lives we get there and we realize that we were just in a Deadpool comic and Ryan Reynolds is legitimately just Deadpool?
I mean, honestly, who's to say? Are we in a simulation?
Dude, there's some theories out there that say that like the world ended in 2012 and that we are in the like the moments of everyone dying, but it feels like eternity.
So you're telling me I'm going to be doing this for eternity?
No, I'm saying that your brain's slowly losing blood. So and, like, you're dying, but, like, it's inception. So, like, you're going layers in. So, time.
So, whose imagination are we in, then? Are we in yours imagination or my imagination if we're just slowly dying?
Leonardo DiCaprio's
imagination. That's who we are. That's what we're doing. We yes.
This is literally... Did you ever see Osmosis Jones?
No.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. We're in Bill Murray's head. That's what it is.
Bill Murray's head?
Yeah, we're in Bill Murray's head.
I will take that for sure. Oh, Osmosis Jones. Yes, I have seen that. Yes. Where like he takes the pill.
And, yeah, and it's all inside his body.
Yes, he's got the white blood cells of like a buddy cop cartoon or whatever.
Yeah. What a weird movie.
I love that movie. I remember watching that movie all the time as a child.
There needs to be more weird movies. Let's go back on that thread. There needs to be more weird movies.
I mean, like, well, here's the... I think we need to give up on Hollywood. That's my opinion. Uh-oh. Like, we just need to give up on them trying to make cool crap in the future. Like, I think people like you and me and like people who like can like creatives should just take that on their own. Like, we shouldn't need a studio at this point.
We music industry this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, why can't like cameras are so good?
Yeah.
And way more affordable. Like instead of like they're still expensive. Like you could spend $5,000 on a camera versus what Hollywood spends like $50,000 on a camera. They spend $10,000 on a lens. You can spend whatever you want to on a lens.
Yeah.
And all you like, you know, we just had the motivation just to like write our own scripts. Like, you know, we find a community. We could make something.
That's true.
And we have a platform that's free still.
Right.
You know, that we could just put it up on YouTube or whatever.
Right.
Or make something that's unique for TikTok or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a week ago. On Vine.
No, it's a week later. Oh, it's a week Vine later. Died last week.
Yeah, Vine died last week. Yeah, got it. Yeah,
it's TikTok now. Got or it. As you might know it as, Musical.ly.
Yeah, Musical.ly.
Dude, I avoided TikTok because of those horrendous ads that used to run.
Oh, it was terrible.
Dude, it was so cringe. And I literally, like, that is ads working against you when it comes to, like, my story with TikTok.
I mean, I feel like, to me, growing up, how social medias got honestly popular was like the teenage girl that you went to high school, like the girl you went to high school with, started using this app, and like all of her friends were using that app.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, all the people you knew were starting to use that app. And so you're like, oh crap, I got to start using this app.
Yeah.
You know, like that's how it started. Like that's how
I can see that.
That's how I got on Facebook. It's like because my friends were like, oh, we're on Facebook. And they got on Facebook because, you know, they're friends or whatever.
Yeah.
It was just like it was organic, like how it grew at that time.
Right.
And then like Twitter came out. It's like, oh, it's like blogging, but shorter. And I think to your credit, like those ads were at first were more a harm. But like now, we honestly craved, like TikTok was needed in the space.
Yes.
For what they provide.
Well, they killed Vine.
Like Vine died. Like Vine was so cool. And like there's so many YouTubers now that have their success because of Vine.
Yeah.
You know, like say what you will, but like the Logan Paul and whatever the other Paul brother's name is. Like
Jake Paul.
Yeah, Jake Paul. David Dobrik came from, like there's a bunch of people who later became super famous on YouTube and they started on Vine.
Right.
And I feel like TikTok is also doing that. I don't think it's going the same way though. Like TikTok to me has, like, I don't see a celebrity on TikTok.
Yeah.
You know, I just see like compilations and people reacting to certain things.
Well, it's an interesting world we live in because like there's this insane dynamic that I'm starting to realize because like Hector, my friend, he is like really in the know of like all these internet famous people.
Right.
And it's so interesting to me that people can have millions of followers and like a million people fan base. And I have no idea who they are or what they're about.
That is so true. I mean, like, we're, like going back to what I was saying earlier, like, we need to just forget Hollywood.
Yeah.
And because, like, who cares about the most, like, name an actor that is up and coming that has, like, the same gravitas as someone like Tom Cruise, Will Smith, you know? Like, there isn't a lot. Yeah. Like, I mean,
Tom Holland's the only one that I can think of, but that's because Marvel's so big.
Yeah, Marvel and, like, Tom Holland, but, like, you know, I'm not going to go out of my way because Tom Holland is making this movie.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he's making some cool stuff, but it's not like, oh, Tom Cruise is a spy? I want to see this.
Right.
Like, or Will Smith fighting aliens? That seems really cool.
Yeah.
Like, there isn't that superstar. There isn't that celebrity anymore. And, like, that's fine.
Yeah. There's no, what's his name? Steven Seagal.
Right.
Or like
Chuck Norris. Chuck
Norris, yeah.
Yeah. There's no like more
the action hero.
There, yeah, I think that
there's not even like the comedy guy, like Zach Galifianakis used to be.
Yeah, I mean, well, there are comedians, but you mainly see them in the now like the ones that you're like, oh, this is the comedian. They're like in the podcast space. They're not like making a movie.
Shout out podcast.
But like they're not making like movies like they did, like Chris Rock did back in the days.
Yeah.
Or like the movie Tommy Boy. Or like those really good SNL movies.
Yeah.
Like I would say the last one was MacGruber.
Dude, MacGruber was great.
MacGruber was great.
But like there is a MacGruber show and I've watched one episode.
Yeah.
Like it's just it's such a pocket, right?
Right.
Like there was a pocket of time where this was just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. Hot Rod.
Hot Rod was great.
Like, dude, like those movies were so freaking good. And now I don't know if they hold up. Does The Hangover hold up today?
Well, I mean, The Hangover is like all those movies are still funny.
Oh, yes. No, but because I went and saw The Hangover like 8 times in theaters.
Right. But there isn't a movie that has come out lately that I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see this movie. This movie looks hilarious. Like The Hangover, like Tropic Thunder.
Right. Oh, dude, Tropic Thunder is so good.
Tropic Thunder would never be made today, but I love that movie.
I don't even think The Hangover would be made today. Like, Hangover. There's so many jokes that are just not okay anymore.
Yeah. And like, we gotta just accept that, like, yeah, exactly. Like, there's a bunch of jokes that are not okay. And then there's also, like, you know, like, there's movies like, I mean, 21 Jump Street, like, it's super meta, but, like what comedy could come out today that'd be really successful?
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like we're at a point where,
Like, the only reason why you go to a theater, and I feel like I've heard this before, but like the only reason why you go to a theater is for an event.
Yeah.
Like, you go to, I go to see a movie, a Marvel movie, to go to the theaters because, yeah, like, I want to keep up with the timeline, right, and what everything's going to go on.
Right.
And like, there's going to be like three movies. I'm going to be entertained by probably all three.
Right.
And, but like, it's an event, but like, that's kind of what I was saying earlier, is like, we need to support like these movies, like Ambulance and then like The Lost City, and
yeah,
like these movies that's not a comic book,
right,
kind of thing. We need to stop this, right, kind of thing. We need to, and I feel like studios won't do that. Hollywood won't do that, yeah, right now, because it's not financially viable.
Yeah.
And I feel like people who are like middle level creators can do that themselves.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we just,
you would you say like now is the opportune time for movies like Garden State and like I Wish I Was Here, like those real indie film movies?
I think so. And
because
I think
we're capable of actually making them from, right, home.
Yeah, I mean, you can make like a really good movie. Like Clerks was successful.
Yeah.
It's a basic black and white film that's shot in one location. Yeah. It's very lo-fi. But Clerks was a big deal at, yeah, that time. And like the stuff that we can do technology-wise as just independent creators is way more better, is way better,
right,
than what that did. And that movie's great.
Yeah.
And so there is that ability that, but like you would have to have like this cooperation, this community,
yeah,
to help you out, because like the con with, I would say like films, is that you can't do it by yourself.
Yeah.
I can be a graphic designer, be by myself and do whatever. I can be a UX designer, make whatever I want to. I feel like even musicians can do that by themselves.
Yeah.
You can't do that with a film. Like, there's so many levels of different expertise. Like, you may have a general knowledge of a bunch of other things.
Right.
But, you know, you need, like, there, it's a village just to make one movie.
Right.
To tell one story, right, like that. And so, like, I would say you would still need a community, because you're not going to, you can't do everything,
yeah,
in a film. So yeah, that's the
con. You need a crew.
You need a crew.
But
and so that's the con.
The accessibility of that crew in this day and age, pretty high.
Yeah, that is true. And like, I mean, you know, get a bunch of people who have a desire to be in acting, and then get a bunch of people who, like, you know, who love being behind the camera and kind of like being tactful for it.
Yeah.
And you can make something, and then for the short term, just put it on YouTube. Do you, like, we're not trying, I mean, I don't think the goal should be try to be a millionaire or, yeah, anything like that, or just trying to be found. Maybe go to a few festivals about it. But, like, I think we're at a point where, as a, with the technology, we can do that.
Yeah.
And, like, with streaming services, like, that's just the future.
Right.
Like, sadly, like, the theater is only going to be for special films.
Yep, I agree.
And like 90% of the time, I just want to watch a movie that's on like Netflix or HBO Max or whatever. Dude,
I love that HBO and like Hulu and Paramount are bringing theater movies to your living room, just like pretty like close to the release dates. In fact, some of them were on the release day.
Yeah, and especially at the height of COVID.
That's nice though.
Like, yeah, like
it's so convenient.
Like, I literally watched Batman at theaters.
Yeah.
2 months later, I saw it at my house.
Yeah.
And I saw it with my wife, and she loved the movie.
Yeah.
And so it was a great experience just to have that. And, like, I mean, I remember as a kid, though, like, and this is being more nostalgic, I don't think it's really great for the future, but, like, yeah, I remember as a kid being like, I saw a movie in theaters, and then, like, we had to wait, and then, like, 6 months later, you have to get a like a DVD,
yeah,
kind of thing, and you're excited about the DVD.
Yeah.
So I think occasionally we just need to learn, just like, it was nice at that point where we could just wait.
Right. You want to keep going? We can.
I don't know. It's just like the timer thing. I was just trying to help you.
No, we're fine. Like, I can cut this and then start recording again. We can just pick up.
Okay, cool.
Dude,
I want to drink some water real quick.
Brian is so nice.
Right?
Oh my goodness. You got that clap back.
Sorry, there was a fly in my face. Yeah, I think I agree with what you're saying, though. Like, there's just no... I don't want to say there's no magic in theaters, but, like, there's rare situations
it's
around
nice.
It.
It's nice to be around with a group of people.
Yeah.
For sure. And to have have a shared experience.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that is the thing about theater. Like, I remember as a little kid, and, like, I'm seeing the Star Wars logo appears, and everyone's excited about the Star Wars movie about to start.
Right.
And, like, that's an event that you have with a community.
Yeah.
And, like, I think there's still room for those movies today, because I personally am getting tired of, like, all the franchises.
Yeah.
I really want to see something unique. I want to see something new.
Yeah.
Like what's the greatest movies that I remember as a little kid was, like, movies like The Rock.
Right.
Or Die Hard. Like, they're not franchise movies. They're pretty basic premises.
Yeah.
You know, they're action-packed and everything, but, like,
they're just extremely well done.
Yeah, they're just extremely well done and just entertaining stories.
Yeah, and just fun.
Yeah, just fun. And not over complex or trying to think too hard.
Yeah. Did you see Adam Project?
I saw some bits of it. What did you thought about it?
I really liked Adam Project. I won't overhype it. Like, it's nothing amazing.
Right.
But it's a really, like, just a breath of fresh air type of movie. There's nothing, like, it's not a crazy original movie. There's a lot of things. It's like, oh, I've kind of seen something along this story before, but it just felt like you're saying, like, it wasn't a franchise, right? Like, it wasn't the next Star Wars movie. It wasn't the next Star Trek movie. And it wasn't a superhero movie. But I loved, it had a really nice touching heart, like a heart touching story.
Right.
And so I feel like that made it really fresh.
And that's what we need. I will say, and that's good, because I remember seeing some stuff. Like, I didn't see the full movie. I saw bits and pieces of it.
Yeah.
And, like, it did have some heart to it. And I feel like one of the biggest cons to me with, like, the Netflix movies, like, they seem stagnant. They don't have, like, a lot of heart.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even, like...
They don't go deep.
They don't go deep, or they're not... Yeah. It's not, like, a roller coaster of excitement, and, like, there's, like, a downtime and emotional... It's just, it either seems like it's just building to nothing or just kind of plateauing from an emotional standpoint. Like, I never get too excited.
You should watch Adam Project.
I probably should watch Adam Project.
I feel like it was like a turning point. And in the same way that Thor Ragnarok was a turning point for Marvel, because Marvel hit a point where it was like pretty stale. Like,
it was.
No one remembers what Thor 2 was. No one.
I think there were elves.
Yeah. But like,
Thor Ragnarok was great.
Ragnarok is like, yes. And like, I'm so excited for
Love and Thunder. Love and Thunder looks great. And like, and speaking of that director, Taika Waititi.
Yes.
Taika Waititi.
Yeah.
Like, he started off indie. Like, he's just like a small time. Like, he just directed stuff that was like local in New Zealand.
Yeah, dude.
And like, he's
Eagle versus Shark was the first one that I ever saw of his. And it's so funny.
Mine was the mockumentary that he did with the vampires, like
In the Shadows.
Yeah, that movie was great. I love it. And then also Fly of the Conchords. I think he had something to do with that.
I think so. It seems very.
It's like the same group of people. Yeah. I think did that.
Yeah,
and like those were really good. And like he was just like a small time director as well. Do you remember when we watched Cop Car or whatever?
Car.
We saw it at the, what was it, in Richardson at the Cyanide and Happiness place.
Were you there? I don't think I was there for that.
Oh, crap. That was me and John then. I thought you were there.
That's you and John.
That was me and John. I thought you were there.
No. Look, Cop Car?
Cop Car is the movie. It's a super basic movie. So Kevin Bacon is a cop. And then like.
As he should be.
He's a dirty cop, right?
Yeah.
And he... leaves his cop car, and then like two little boys decide to take it. Yeah. And so it's like these two, like, it's like, I think it's two little boys, like two young boys, like have the cop car, and then like this cop, and the cop's dirty and he needs the car or whatever because it has stuff. and like kind of builds. It's an interesting movie.
It sounds interesting. I definitely have never seen this movie.
And this is the movie. That's the movie that before like Homecoming, yeah. Spider-Man Homecoming. That's the same director.
Oh, okay.
It was an interesting movie.
Yeah.
It was super basic.
Yeah.
But it was a really good movie to me.
See, that's the thing. I think any, you take a simple idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can still make it extremely rich.
Right.
You know?
I do feel, I get with you on that, because I feel like there's so many times, and not like with movies and video games.
Yeah.
Where they're like, we got to be the biggest thing ever.
Yeah.
And it doesn't need to be.
No.
You know, like, I think a small contained story can be bigger and richer.
Yeah.
Than, I see how you are.
she's
running away.
Yeah. She got mad at you.
Yeah. But bigger.
It's just who you are personally.
It is. It's who I am, yeah. as a four.
Yeah.
Yeah, she gets what I'm feeling.
Right. She said, wow, Chris, you actually are a terrible person.
Yeah, you're the worst. But, yeah, so, like, you don't need to have this big cinematic event to tell a good story.
Yeah.
You know, it could just be simple.
Right.
So, I do definitely believe that.
So, Hollywood just needs to stop trying so hard. And, like, everyone who wants to be a filmmaker should be a filmmaker.
Yeah.
Go out and make your movies. Make the stuff you want to make, right? Like, that's the stuff.
I mean, we got the platform to do it.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need to, like, you know, you and I have been talking about, like, making some, like, short films and all that stuff.
Oh, we're doing it.
Yeah. We need to.
It's going to happen.
We need to.
Because no one else will.
That is true. And, like, it's just fun.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Like, that's the reason why we would want to do it. It's just fun.
It's just a blast. It's going to make me laugh. Mm-hmm. That's the thing, dude. I think when people start doing things for them, then like something special comes along.
Right.
Except for Tusk. That movie, Kevin Smith straight up said, I'm making this movie for me. And he should have just kept it for him.
I respect that movie,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like,
it did have some really good moments. Johnny Depp was great in that.
Of course. I actually remember that recently because of like what happened this week with like the Johnny Depp trial, dude, and all that stuff.
It's crazy, bro.
It is crazy. Like, there's some crazy people in this world.
My heart goes out for Johnny.
I know.
That whole thing's just crazy.
I know, and we'll never have another Pirates of the Caribbean movie again.
I know, dude. That's so sad.
It is.
Like, literally, like, they shot Jack Sparrow.
They did.
They were just like, no.
It was the only pirate that they had going for them.
Right?
And they ruined it.
Right? And so, we'll probably get backlash, but I don't know. I like Johnny Depp.
I do, too. Do I think, I mean, is he the most perfect person? No.
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 No, not even a little.
Who is?
But yeah, who is?
Who is? And so I think it's just absurd that in their eyes, there's no coming back for Johnny.
No, I mean, like, I mean, I disagree. I mean, I don't see him being the star of a movie.
Yeah.
But I see him being more roles like Tusk.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he's done acting, in my opinion.
No.
And.
Well, he's in a TV show, isn't he?
What TV show?
I think there's a TV show on HBO that he's in. I see it, and it's very like stylized. There's like pink lights on him in like a blue background, and I can't remember the name of the show.
Tokyo Vice?
It's very Tokyo Vice.
That's a show I want to watch. I need to watch Tokyo Vice.
Yeah.
Have you watched that show?
No.
Well, I want to watch it. You can do whatever you want to. I want to watch it.
Let's go watch it.
Okay, let's watch it.